Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, December 21st. Folks, we're heading for Christmas.
I know, it's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
It's such a great feeling outside, though, you know? And I'm thinking, shit, just yesterday was like October, and we started talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
And already it's Christmas.
I know, I can't get over it.
Right?
And I just feel like flies. It was just Thanksgiving, and now it's Christmas. And Then it's going to be New Year's, and then all of a sudden it's going to be Valentine's Day. And then it kind of slows down.
But first,
from
after
there.
New Year's, it's like... It's like a crash because You feel like, oh, fuck, you know, now I gotta get back to my
life,
regular life. Yeah, because this week is nice between Christmas and New Year's mm-hmm. and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. people don't do much and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Right.
So we were gone for about 3 days because I had some problems with my teeth. I went to the dentist and stuff, and then they did all kinds of shit. And my face was swollen. I looked like a bulldog, you know, like on the side.
Yeah.
And I felt nobody should see me like that. I'm too vain.
I feel it.
So, yeah. And so that's how that rolled. And we're ready for the weekend. I know you wanted to go home so badly, but You ended up staying.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, right? Did you make any plans to see anybody, or are you going to be alone?
Honestly, I just haven't even thought about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've just, like, my sister overnighted me my mom's homemade cookies because she makes cookies from scratch.
Really?
And it's, like, one of our traditions. And me and my sister have, like, this one set of cookies that's just unreal. Like, they're The best things I've ever tasted in my life. And she got me a little teary-eyed because she called me yesterday and she was like, I put some cookies in the mail for you. I was like, it's just now it's starting to hit that I'm really, like, not going to be home for my first Christmas ever. Like, I've never not been with my family, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes me a little emotional, so I try not to think about it. I'll probably just like rent Redbox and like stay in and cry. It's probably what's gonna happen.
What a terrible way to spend the holiday.
Yeah.
You see, when I'm alone, it doesn't bother me. I'm used to being alone. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. But yeah, on holidays, I guess you want to be with people and stuff. And
yeah, you want to be like friends, family, like joke, laugh with people that actually like are laughing with you, like that Actually genuinely care what happens to you.
Yeah.
Everyone out here, it's like, yeah, I've got people I'm cool with, like, but no one really actually gives a shit about me.
Well, nobody gives a shit about anybody here. Really.
I know.
You know, get
it's
real.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
It really is. You know, I mean, it's a strange place here, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People come here for the weather and the money.
Right.
And the fame. But for the most part, people get disappointed.
Right.
You know, the weather is not everything.
The weather's cold today.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was like, What the hell?
Yeah. Well, it's getting chilly. But come on. This is cold.
Yeah. I talked to that guy on the phone for the first time in over a month.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. It was a very weird
You called him?
No.
He called you?
Yeah, but to basically say, don't hit me up when you're drunk.
Really? Did you?
Which I only did one time, and it was like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, whatever, dude. But he was like, listen, like... Then he started talking about like the girls he's dating, and he's like, I don't want to get you upset, but I like met someone that I actually like kind of want to be with. Uh-huh. I'm like, whatever. Like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you telling me that?
Yeah, I'm over you already.
Yeah, he's like, oh, if you want to call and like ask for advice, by all means do that, but I don't need to hear that you're like romancing some chick.
Right.
You didn't
who cares?
Do any of that shit for me.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
And he's like,
such an asshole.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, if I see you, I'm not going to cross the street or anything.
What the fuck? You know what? Anybody else would have told him to fuck off a long time ago. You're just too nice.
Yeah.
You're too nice.
I think he said that too. He's like, at one point, are you going to be like, yo, fuck you.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, you would take too much of my energy for me to do that.
Yeah.
Like, it would take too much of my energy to hate you. Like a period. So I just choose to be friendly and kind.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Okay. Okay. Have it your way. What can I say? just don't hurt yourself, please.
I know.
You know?
I know.
I mean, listen, you deserve something, someone really nice. Why not?
I know. His guest just came. That was
the joke. I know. Shook the whole fucking wall here. But, but no, really, I mean, you know, I find you to be a nice, decent person.
Yeah.
You know, and to let yourself be stepped on by somebody like that is a shame.
I know. And I even saw, I was like listening to myself as I was on the phone because, okay, some drama went down and we basically had to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We both had no choice but to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. If you get my drift. I'm not going to get into details about what, but like we literally had no choice but to have a conversation. So he started off the phone call being very, very mean. And I stayed calm because I could feel myself like either I'm going to go ghetto or I'm just going to remain calm. And I was like, I'm not going to allow him to get that energy from me. So I just remained calm. And the calmer I got, the calmer he got.
Yeah.
So then we actually could have a conversation because the beginning of the phone call was just him going on a tangent. And he was like, listen, like in order to have a beef with someone, you have to actually give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about you. You don't even exist. He goes, I don't think about you. I don't wonder what you're doing. I don't care about you. I fucked you a couple of times and I moved on with my life.
Right.
And I was like, oh, how many times are you going to say the same thing now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, how many times do you want to listen to it?
Yeah.
As long as you talk to him, that's what he's going to tell you.
But I was, the only reason
he's trying to bail out. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on.
Yeah. It's already handled.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. But he's trying to get the fuck out. And that sucks, man.
Yeah, it's just not a good feeling for sure. No. And I was like, we're having a conversation about everything but the conversation we need to be having.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like this conversation is going in 50 different directions and not the direction that we need to be going.
Right.
Because we'll have a lot of stuff going on to handle your own problems.
Well.
Like, you're a class act, bud.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
You re-put yourself. You know, you invested in someone who's a piece of shit.
And you know that I'm like a happy-go-lucky girl, so like it's just in my nature to pop jokes.
Yeah.
So anytime he would say something mean, I'd have some like funny remark. But it wasn't because I was trying to like joke and like be merry with him. It was because like that's how I handle situations.
Yeah.
He goes, this isn't like we're not on the phone to be laughing with each other. I go, that's just my personality, and I'm pretty sure you know that. So, like, I can't help that I'm uncomfortable and I want to pop a couple jokes right now. So that's what I've been dealing with
for
the past, like, 6 days.
Mm. Yeah, you definitely need some therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, someone to help you just how you think about men.
Yeah.
I think that's a problem.
Well, I told you I went to a sex, love, and addiction meeting.
No way.
Yeah. I went, like, 2 weeks ago and then I was like, I'm never coming
back.
Like
a 12-step meeting.
Yeah, it's basically sobriety, but for people that are addicted to love and sex.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't like it?
No, not really.
Why?
I just felt uncomfortable.
Really?
And I was just like looking around.
Was it mostly women? Or?
No.
No, because guys want to pick up women.
That's what I was thinking too. And everyone was saying that to me before I went. So like I'm looking at these dudes that quote unquote are addicted to love and sex. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers woke up early.
And they want more sex.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do in a meeting that people can't handle the sex drive?
To show up to a meeting.
Right. Then you know they want to fuck you. They're not there to rehabilitate themselves.
No.
What the fuck? Yeah, you see, women can't go anywhere safely.
No, like you can't even.
Is your headphones fucking up too?
Yeah, I can't hear myself at all.
Really?
Yeah, at all. Now I can.
Yeah. We need to fix that. I don't know. I always forget.
Yeah.
But it's probably the cable.
Yeah, I think it is because you moved it and it was fine. That's like happens in the car when you have the aux cord and the aux cord is starting to fizzle and you're like, no, I have to go buy a new one.
Right.
So.
Oh, well. So anyway, so we're getting ready for the holiday. I hope people are enjoying themselves. I know a lot of people like to fly to their families and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. But, you know, I was invited and I might go out of town. We'll see. Because I'm just thinking fucking 3-4 days here without doing anything. I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. And it's not only 3-4 days because it's Christmas Eve is on a Monday and Monday, Tuesday, so it's basically a really long weekend.
Right, but it's 4 days, Saturday through Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I don't know. I have a lot of preparation to still for my moving.
Yeah. Because you leave on, when are you leaving?
On the 3rd of January.
Shit.
Shit.
That is like
true, right?
Literally blink and it's tomorrow.
I know, fuck.
Because if you think about it, we go through... We have Christmas Eve on Monday, and then the following Monday is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, bam, it's...
It's just that it's going to be hard because also, well, the last 2 weeks here is going to be hard because I'm getting rid of all my stuff. So I got, my apartment is getting emptier and emptier.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my bed this weekend because I have to give that. And so I won't have a bed. I'll probably sleep on the couch or get like an inflatable mattress or something.
Right.
The dining room is going to go this weekend. You know, a lot of things.
Like you're selling it this weekend?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is going. Yeah, I'm either giving it or selling it, you know. So there's not going to be much left because of the time frame. You know, we can only get people to do this weekend, not next weekend.
Right.
Because of the holidays and everything. And I'm just going to be like with nothing. So maybe I'll just go stay at my mom's or something. Or because it's going to be depressing like that, you know.
Yeah.
No place to sit.
I know.
Fuck. Just a couple couches and shit. But so, yeah. So that's what's stressful to me. I already figured out I'm not taking a lot of stuff, so that's not stressful. And that's it. And just seeing how I'm going to deal with the weather there. If it wasn't for the weather, man, I'd be like a happy camper.
Right. But
after only experienced sunny days there, kind of scares me. It worries me is like to how I'm going to react and how that's going to be, you know.
Right.
Because I'm thinking even on the days where it doesn't rain or something, you know, on a day or two it doesn't rain, it's still going to be all soaked and everything from the rains, you know. How do you go in nature? How do you do this? How do you do that?
I know.
People said get some fucking boots, get a raincoat, and just go hiking in the rain. So that sounds good.
That sounds awful. That sounds like something I would not be doing anytime soon.
And then I'm finding out there's strong winds there too sometimes, and fuck, I hate wind.
Yeah, it's gonna
be
cold.
So what am I doing? Like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, man. But hey, you know, maybe there's a reason.
Is there any way you could back out?
I could if I wanted. It would cost me money. I also don't have my apartment anymore because I gave notice.
Yeah, but you can say I don't want to leave.
Yeah, I guess
you have literally up until that 30-day mark to change your mind, just so you know.
You think?
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you decide like tomorrow morning, like I can't fucking do this.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go through it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but if you
it can't be that bad, I'm telling you. It's going to be nice. I'll enjoy it. And besides, I'm only committing for a couple of months, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm open to coming back if I have to.
Yeah.
So when we'll start over here too, in a new place, different place, change it up a little
bit. Maybe that's what you need too.
I need change. That's what I need.
Because you've been in the same apartment for how many years?
13, 14 years.
Oh my goodness.
In the same apartment. But it's because the location's so convenient for me. It's right here down the street.
Right.
And also a nice big apartment, you know, and I have the good location in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but like I told you, I mean, I'm looking forward to living in a house. I can fucking blast the music.
I can
smoke weed outside without worrying about stinking anybody out.
Right.
And it's a slower life, you see. And that's the thing. I think I'm worried needlessly because when I go there, then here comes a coffee delivery. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the delivery. Santa just sent her... cappuccino, whatever that is.
Latte.
Latte.
Oh, yay. Warm my inside.
She must really like you if she gets it for you.
No, she loves me. I call her my California mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People are like, who are you talking about? Well, we don't have to mention names. She kind of said, shh. But no, we just have a very nice woman here. And she brings you coffee every Friday.
Yeah.
Which is very nice, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And what? Next Friday is the last Friday, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're gonna have to break out the mimosas for that Friday. Oh, pop a bottle, something.
That's true. It's starting to sink in. I'm getting sad. You know?
I know. It's
we
weird.
Won't be doing this anymore.
I know. Isn't that weird? I feel like we've been doing it forever and I've only been here. Well, actually, January makes a year.
Really?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's cool.
Because I met you last December.
Right.
And then I started like the second week of January.
Right. So you were here when my dad passed away, right? You just started.
Just started and you had the beard and you couldn't shave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's when it happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been almost a year.
It has been a year.
Doesn't well, feel like a year.
Congratulations. You know, you've done very well.
Yeah, thanks.
And I don't see any reason you would have left if we stayed here. So
no. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for sharing the ride with me. You know, I mean, it's been amazing. And yeah, I hate endings, man.
I hate, you know. Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, but, you know, we get used to it. It's funny because when I was young, I used to, like, my parents moved several times.
Right.
And I moved and I came to a new country.
Right.
And all that. So I moved quite a bit and from, even within a city, from one place to another. So it's a lot of change all the time. And I learned to embrace it and actually like it.
Right.
You know, I like new things. But I guess now as you get more comfortable and older and stuff,
right.
you're like, why am I into this adventure again, you know? But I can adapt anywhere, so I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I feel like I could, if I had to, I could adapt anywhere in the world.
Right.
Doesn't mean I'd be happy, but
right.
I'd be able to figure it out for sure.
Yeah.
Like sometimes even here, I'm like, I'm not the happiest, but I wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still hopeful.
That's true. No place is perfect, you know, and it also depends what goes on in your life
yeah.
and in your head, you know.
Yeah. Like yesterday I ran errands and it was just so goddamn nice out. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I can't. Like I can't even complain. Like,
I know. The weather is amazing. Yeah. You can't beat it. Can't beat the weather here.
Mm-mm.
Just in the summer I hate the heat, but that's only a few months.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little too hot.
Yeah,
it does. Like, holy shit.
I know.
Mm-mm.
And when it's cold, you forget how hot it gets when it does.
Okay, I want to talk about this news article really quick.
Okay, but hold on. I just wanted to say, though, that I think the most important thing,
yeah.
the main difference is, when I'm here and I look at that place that I'm moving to,
yeah.
It seems so different and stuff, you know, like I may not be able to deal with it. Mm. Maybe I need bigger places and
right.
stuff. But then I was thinking when I was there, I was totally decompressed. I was a different kind of person.
Like you were happier?
Well, more relaxed by far. I mean, no traffic pressures at all.
Yeah.
No anything, you know, it was just like very, I felt no rush. I'm not rushing towards anything.
Yeah.
I don't care about the drivers. I just decompressed. I felt I'm a different person. And
sometimes it's
and then when I came here, yeah, you become the same thing as the place you live in, you know? Like yesterday I was stuck in traffic and I guess there was an accident for miles. I was just stop and go, and I thought I won't miss this.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that really hurts our quality of life here is the traffic.
I went home, I got my eyebrows waxed on Monday night. I went at like 3 and it's only a 15 minute drive from my house. It took me an hour and 10 minutes to get home. I was like, are you kidding me right now? And
wow.
That's no highway, that's back roads, because it's
yeah.
I'm in West Hollywood, that was Beverly Hills. I think everyone was like out doing last minute Christmas shopping, so it was just
yeah.
a zoo.
Wow. Yeah, I see, that's one thing I'm not gonna miss, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Anyway, so, what else was I going to ask you? So, what about that? So, that job is over, the one you had,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they still haven't paid me.
They haven't paid you?
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a good thing you left now. Because if you put in a lot of work and they would
I'm, like, wondering how many people they do this to, is the question.
So, it's all fucking gangsters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you to have gotten out of there. I'm telling you, fuck the money. Thank you, God, and your fortune being out of there, man.
Right.
You get involved with these people, man, you can never leave.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's very dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just because they sing and they become famous doesn't change who they are.
Mm-mm.
They grew up in the hood, whatever, with gangs, with
yeah.
fucking guns and
yeah.
knives and shit. Their rules are different.
Completely
right?
different. Right? Mm-hmm. Yep, 110%.
Wow.
So that was a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. So I got all these books I'm trying to get rid of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds. I don't know what to do with them, and it's stressing me out. So I decided I'm going to do like a little shop on Amazon and start listing all the books. But some of them you only can make $1 or $2 or something. So,
well,
but,
that'll add up, though.
Yeah, it does add up. But, and some you can get up to $10 or even more. It depends what book. So what I did, first of all, is I looked at used bookstores here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all saying, you know, if we take your books, it'll be $1 to $3 or something. So I figured here I could get more, sell them one at a time.
Yeah, but Amazon takes a while. What are you going to do with the books in the meantime?
Right, exactly.
You're almost better off just dropping it off at a used bookstore.
I think so.
Yeah, Amazon, you don't have time. If you started like 3 months ago, I'd go the Amazon route.
But I thought maybe I can leave them with someone and just have them ship the books.
Because you're not going to like, what are you going to, every time someone buys a book, you're like, hey, can you go in your garage and find this book for me? You don't want to do that.
No. Yeah. You're right.
That's not gonna work.
And it's not a lot of money either, you know?
No.
I mean, you have to package it and send it and all that shit.
How many books do you think you have, roughly?
Several hundred, easily.
So let's just say you get a dollar.
Let's say 500.
You can make 500 bucks. Just bring it this weekend.
Right. But it's not like that. You know, I mean, I got to put it all in boxes on a truck, take it there. What if they don't want them all? But I guess
donate
I'm going to have to do that anyway.
Uh-huh.
Even if I donate them, I'm probably going to have to be the one to take them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a library or something, they'd send somebody to take them.
No.
So I don't have to move the fucking boxes.
Mm-mm, no.
No?
Mm-mm. My mom has donated a lot of books.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have to drop them off yourself.
Fuck. I can't believe that books are so fucking hard to manage, you know? I mean, it's just a lot of weight, a lot of space. And I thought all that could fit on a fucking Kindle, you know? But I love books, man. But what I'm going to do now is, as I finish them, I'll sell them, you know? And you can get more because they're still on the bestseller list
right.
and everything.
Right.
And some of my books I'm selling as new. In fact, most of them I'm selling as new because
right.
when you look at them, they look new because I don't put any creases on my books.
You use no bookmarks?
Papers. Like very thin paper.
Right.
Like a receipt or something.
Gotcha.
So there's never any marks. It looks brand new. So that's how I'm selling it. Fuck it. But, because it is. It is. Who cares if you read it?
Right.
As long as they get it in a new condition, that's all that matters. So, yeah. You know, they put stitches in my fucking tooth there that they took out. And I'm feeling the fucking thread all the time. It's like I'm playing with it.
And it falls out by
tongue.
Itself, right?
No, you have to go and get it out. It's not the same
When I got
kind.
My wisdom teeth out, they put the thread that like basically dissolves.
Yeah, I know. This
like,
one doesn't.
Gross.
So then you go out and you see them unthreaded.
Yeah.
You feel it. Fuck.
No, thank you.
I know.
Oh, man. That sounds like a terrible weekend or week. That
yeah,
happened this
right?
Week. Uh-huh.
I know, man. Well. Let's talk about good things.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's talk about some positive shit.
Yeah, okay. Like
I got nothing.
Like Paris Hilton keeping her wedding or engagement ring. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
A 20-carat engagement ring.
And he wants it back.
He does want it back?
He's like, bitch.
Oh, okay. So she's keeping it. It's a $2 million ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would keep
But you
it.
Know what she says? She says, that person we got it from. The person who we got it from, got millions and millions of dollars in free publicity.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I love how social media has basically become a new form of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, so she figures she gave him a lot of publicity, and that's enough for the ring to be worth it, you know. But wow, that's a big fucking rock.
Yeah, it was huge.
Wow.
Well, I don't need a ring that big.
Yeah, and she has money, right? It's not like she doesn't have money.
Yeah.
She's got big
She's
bucks.
Rich.
Yeah, very rich.
And so was her family. Her family was rich before she even got famous because of the hotels.
Right, right.
And Hiltons are trash, by the way. They're
like are they
They're
really?
Like considered like a 3-star.
Oh, the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't like Hiltons. Like when someone says I'm staying at the Hilton, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they used to be great. They used to be top of the line. Hilton and Sheraton were the biggest
Sheratons
ones.
Are nice.
They still are,
their
right?
pillows are so soft.
Really?
They have the nicest pillows.
I never noticed those things.
Really?
You know? I would never remember what pillows a certain hotel had.
Oh, I have. Sheraton has had the best pillows I've ever slept on.
Really?
Yeah. Incredible.
You should have asked them where they get them and buy one.
I tried to steal one.
Yeah. That's true. So you just steal one. Have them charge you for it at worst.
Well, yeah. Especially if it's on somebody else's card.
Right.
Bye.
Somebody else.
I did that at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Really?
Literally, I went to somebody's, they were having like a little party, and I was shit-faced. I took a nap on the pillow, and I thought it was like the most comfortable pillow on the face of the planet. So like I called an Uber, and I like looked around, and I just left with the pillows.
How could you hide it, though?
I just walked out. No one was looking.
Really?
And I literally walked out with the pillow in my hand. No one in the lobby said anything. They were probably like, look at this bitch.
Stealing a
fucking pillow, getting into an Uber Prius.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh man.
Never heard of stealing pillows. I've heard of stealing robes and towels, but.
Towels, no.
Yeah, towels used to be the thing. People would steal towels.
Why?
Because they were nice in hotels. They considered them nice towels. No, but that was the thing. I mean, when people talk about stealing something from a hotel, it was towels.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've never gone to a hotel and said, this towel seems grand. Let me steal it.
Well, maybe if you were at a nice hotel, they'd have nice towels. Very expensive ones.
Yeah.
You see. Yeah, I mean, staying in hotels and flying used to be a big luxury.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
No, people are like, oh, I got to take this flight and stay at this fucking hotel.
I mean, we used to look forward
to
flights.
Just complains, if you think about it.
Right.
About everything and everyone. That's all people do.
They do.
My sister uploaded videos of my dog after the groomer yesterday, and he looks so cute. He's got a little Christmas scarf on. And I was like, I can't believe I'm not going home. I just can't believe it.
Yeah. How old is the dog?
He's 9.
9?
He's almost 10.
He's getting into his later years.
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm missing out on them.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone a whole year without seeing me. And even at that, I mean, I was home for 2 months, but it's so funny because dogs, like, the reaction I got when I walked into the house, they think you died.
Really?
So then when you come...
But they remember you.
Yeah. Your smell, because like me, they remember your smell, your voice, everything. So it's like... Instantly, as soon as I walked in, you should have seen him.
Yeah.
It was like he just met up with like a friend he hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah.
But I have to make sure the next time I go home, I want to go home for like a solid like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least like 9 days.
Well, try to, you see, that's the thing. If they fucking paid you, you could have tried to fly right after the holidays. It'll be inexpensive. And, you know, we're not going to be here, so you're free until you find a job.
I know.
So that might be a good time to do it.
Maybe I will go home right after the holidays, though.
Yeah.
Like for like a long weekend or something. 5 days, 6 days.
Yeah, why not? Make up for the lost time, you know?
It's not the same, though.
It's not the same, but it is family, you know?
Yeah.
And life is all about really making memories, you know?
Yeah.
Because once it stays with you, then it's worth it, you know? That's why experiences, are more important than things, you know?
Yeah.
Than having things. So, so that's Paris Hilton. There are some, this is interesting. You remember Woody Allen? Mm-hmm. No, you don't know Woody Allen.
I know. So I get him confused with the other, there's two Woodys,
Woody
right?
Harrelson?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Woody Allen is
the one
guy
with the glasses, right?
With the glasses that looks really dorky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's been controversial ever since. He used to be married or at least living with Mia Farrow, who was a big actress too. She's still alive. But they adopted several Asian kids.
Okay.
And it turned out, and then one day he leaves with one of the kids, the girl. Now, she was not a minor, I don't think. Or maybe she was, but even if she was 18 or something.
I'm not really liking how the story is going.
Yeah, everybody. Well, he's still with her, believe it or not.
We don't know.
With that girl. It was a girl that they adopted.
Wait, no, and he's with her now?
Yeah, he took her as a lover when she was still a teen. Yeah.
I'm baffled.
Yeah.
How do you raise someone as your daughter and then end up with them, you fucking creep?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Adopted kids, but
it doesn't matter. You still raise them.
Right.
You adopted
so you
her when she was a kid, right?
So you can imagine how furious she was and a lot of people, obviously. But,
wait, so he, like, adopted her when she was a kid, watched her go through puberty, get her first period, probably.
Probably.
And now is smashing her.
Yeah, it has been for probably 30 years already. It's not like yesterday.
What a weirdo.
What was her name? Soon Wee? Something like that.
Ew.
I know, right?
I swear to God, men are so trash.
Soon Yi. In fact, I'm really curious to see what she looks like today, you know? Woody Allen's... Allen's wife, maybe? Wife. Yeah, Soon Yi. Suni Pervin. But I don't know what she looks like now. Oh, there's pictures. Hold on. Okay, she still looks like his daughter, but
oh,
wow.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know, I know. So, he looks like shit, man.
Yeah, he's always kind of looked old, though. Like, yeah. He's always looked old.
Right.
That just goes to show that men are just, I can't.
Garbage, huh?
Yeah. Like, my guy friend has fucked 5 different girls this week and has gotten his dick sucked by another. So that's 6 females in less than 7 days.
Wow.
He was doing a double day at one point.
So how is he getting all these women?
I don't know.
Yeah, good question, right?
Because girls are fucking trash, too. It's not just men.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't ever take these girls out. They literally hit him up, show up to his apartment, get fucked, and leave.
And leave. Why? Why is he so special?
I don't know. He's got, like, swag. Like, he's all tatted up, has pink hair, dresses well.
Oh, fuck, man.
It
amazes me what women are attracted to.
And I told him, I go, no dude on this planet is ever hitting, like, having sex with me unless I'm at least getting fed first.
Yeah.
Like, you're out of your mind. You think I'm just going to roll up to your apartment and suck your dick for nothing?
Yeah. I'm sure all these women will really feel good about themselves afterwards. Fuck that. But anyway, with Woody Allen, the thing is, a woman came out now.
Oh, God.
And said that she met him when she was 16. And he was 41. He was 41. She was fucking 16. And she was an aspiring model. And a high school student. And then supposedly they waited until she became 17 because that was the consent age for sex in New York at the time. So, and she says, I have nothing negative towards him. He didn't hurt me. She says that she saw him as a mentor or whatever. But I can't imagine 16-year-old with a 41-year-old. Wow.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, it's just for the sex as far as the guy's concerned.
Right.
Or maybe not. Maybe he just doesn't know how to deal with grown women. I don't know.
Right.
But this guy obviously has this attraction to younger women. Or not even women, girls.
Right.
And getting away with it. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So they talk about Google, how people ask it health questions and stuff. And some of them are really interesting, but so they're like referring to this as Dr. Google, you know?
Yeah, because everyone goes there and then WebMD shows up and then you're like, I'm dying today. I know it. It's the worst. I recommend no one does that.
I know, exactly. I self-diagnosed myself. I thought I had a blood clot or something, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, don't do that. It's not smart.
Oh, man.
So some of the questions are, what is the keto diet?
You know,
the keto diet,
it's
right?
It's like high fat.
Right,
diet.
And no carbs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no carbs.
Right, right.
No thanks.
So that's what people are asking. What is ALS disease? That's when you're like paralyzed, right?
No,
ALS.
It's what
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah,
did, right.
I don't know if it's necessarily paralyzed.
It is. You can't. Well, it obviously distorts your body,
right?
But I don't think he can. Really, I mean, he couldn't talk. He couldn't really move that much.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very funny how some of these diseases just like randomly occur,
right?
And like random amounts of people.
Yeah, fuck, man. Why are people asking about that, I wonder?
Because there was like a weird period of time where like so many people had it and everyone was talking about it and everyone was scared they were going to get it.
Mm.
So that's probably why.
Maybe that's why they're showing here a picture of Big Bird and the guy that played him. Maybe he had ALS.
Oh, maybe.
And people started wondering about it.
Maybe.
Yeah. The third one. Now, that's sad because my daughter went through this. Endometriosis.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what that is?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is, though.
Well, the tissue that's supposed to grow inside the womb is growing outside of the uterus.
Oh.
And that's what causes it, you know? So so it can be painful, lead to infertility. And you know you're not going to be infertile when they take out your fucking uterus. That's what my daughter had to go through. Imagine at 25.
Can she have kids?
Well, obviously not.
Oh.
They take out your uterus.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. I know.
Oh, man, that's life-changing.
It is life-changing. I just, thankfully, I mean, if that's the right word, she, for her at least, I don't think she planned on having kids, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, but no one ever really plans on it. Sometimes it just happens. And then, or maybe one day you're like, I didn't want kids, but now I do.
Yeah.
You know, like you just never really know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we'll see. My daughter's not even close to getting married. She's 28.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's still confused about her sexuality, I think, too.
Yeah, maybe if she's in a, if she is a lesbian, maybe the woman that she ends up with will be able to bear kids and they can get like a sperm donor or something.
Yeah, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. I just, I'm so sad that I don't know what's going on in their lives right now.
I don't know. It's awful.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's a question. And then check this one out. I like this one. How long does weed stay in your urine?
Yeah, people are doing that because they're about to take a pee test for work.
Because everybody's using weed,
yeah.
though.
Uh-huh.
I can answer that. 30 fucking days.
Mm-hmm.
It stays in the fats of your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 30 fucking days. I got caught when I was going to get a job. They did a drug testing. And it was funny because of the period. No, I had been smoking, I guess. And I hoped, I thought I'd wait like 20 days or something. You know, and then I was running totally out of time.
Right.
I had to do it. It was thankfully the holidays, so I could drag it. But drag it on for a while. But then I went and did it. And that was like what? Probably like 13 years ago or so. And so a guy calls me from the thing. He goes, so you use marijuana? Do you have a doctor's you know, recommendation
right.
or prescription?
Right.
I said, no. He said, okay, thank you. That was not hired. Was not hired because of it.
Fuck them. Not a place you want to work anyway.
No, fuck it, you know?
No, definitely not.
And it didn't, yeah, I mean, that was going to be for like accounting work anyway. Who the fuck wants that?
That sounds like my best friend does that. And I'm like, she works like from, she leaves for work at 7, gets home at like 7 or 8.
Wow.
And I'm like, no.
And fucking working with numbers all
yeah.
day.
No,
I know.
Thank
How
you.
How the fuck do people do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Other question, how long does the flu last? Well, I don't think there's an answer.
I don't think there's an answer for that. And it depends on your body, your immune system.
Right. How long is the flu contagious?
The entire time, bitch. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah. You can't take antibiotics for the flu.
Yeah.
You can only, you literally just have to ride the wave. Like, if you have the flu, you're like, all right, let's hurry up and get this out of my system. Let me drink orange juice and sit in a sauna.
Yeah. Well, most things are like that. You know, medication's for treatment, not for cure.
Yeah.
So it makes you, you know, like a cold, even a common cold, you know. All the shit they sell is just to make the cough feel a little easier, but it's not going to make you not sick.
Yeah.
What does implantation bleeding
occur? Pregnancy.
When does implementation?
You know how many times I've Googled that question?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, implantation.
Yeah, it's like for girls that are like scared that they're pregnant.
Really?
So after ovulation, you'll get like a random like 1 or 2 days where you bleed.
Right.
But it's like light bleeding.
Right.
And you're like, oh, man. Period's not due for another week and a half.
Oh, my God. Implantation bleeding. I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have gotten that.
I think one out of every 3 women gets it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's like the number one sign that they're pregnant, and then some women don't get that at all.
Mm. Oh, well. Some people are asking, why am I always tired?
Yeah, I've Googled that. I've Googled that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're not sleeping enough. What the fuck?
Literally, I'm like, why am I always tired?
Right, me too, because I don't sleep enough, so that's why I have the answer for it. And, you know, even when I do, like last night I slept 7.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's still fucking hard to get up in the morning. Mm. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, I do know what it is because I smoke weed before I go to bed. So in the morning, it's still in my system and I'm, you know.
Yeah.
It's called sleep inertia. And I think everybody has it. It's just how you deal with it.
Yeah.
You know? And that is the tendency to want to keep sleeping,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's why I'm planning in my new life to always have a reason to get up in the morning. You
yeah.
know? And did I tell you I'm probably going to do the show there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got this woman who keeps writing me and stuff. She's really interested. So we'll see what happens there. But I need to be able to do something in the morning. If not, I'll sleep in. And I don't want that.
Yeah, you need a reason. You need a little bit of a purpose to wake up, you know?
You need something. Like the past couple of days when I went back to bed, it felt good at the moment.
Yeah.
But then you get up at 10, 11 and you go, fuck, man, half the day is over.
Yeah. Yeah. When you sleep in, you're like, oh.
And I love daylight. I don't like darkness that much.
Yeah. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I like the day. I'm a morning person for sure.
Yeah, me too. I just don't get up enough because I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I do because I always have something to get up for. So I do. Sundays, maybe sometimes, but.
Right. You know.
But yeah, so much to do, man. So little time. Also, what does heartburn feel like?
I've definitely Googled that too.
Really?
Yeah. I've Googled like half these questions.
When you have it, you'll know you have it.
God. I get heartburn sometimes after I eat spicy pasta sauce.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's like the only time, really, that I get it.
You know, when I started getting it, when I started eating edibles... And I realized it was from that, you know, and it's terrible. It's like a lot and I'm sure it's from that. So now I take like heartburn medication every day, like Nexium or whatever they call it.
Yeah, right.
And it's a small pill, but I do. Otherwise I'll feel the fucking heartburn all the time.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know. Well, what can you do?
Nothing.
And then what causes high blood pressure? A lot of things.
Yeah.
Right?
Life. Life causes high blood pressure. Every day.
Yeah, that's true. So what else is new in LA? You know, this is... I think there's a lot happening, but I don't see it.
I mean, I feel like I haven't... Like, I just hit up my girlfriend, the one I usually go out with, last night. And I go, girl, we've not hit the streets since October. Like, I have not been out since October.
Really?
At all.
And that's when you met this guy, no?
No, I met him in September.
No, in September. Well, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't go out since October.
Well, I basically haven't been out since I met him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. He affected your life quite a bit.
Yeah.
Profoundly.
Yeah.
And now he's treating you like shit. That must really hurt, huh?
Well, you know, it's not a good feeling, and it's also not a good feeling when you're on the phone and he's saying comments like, yo, we slept with each other a couple of times and I moved on. He goes, there's been plenty of girls after you. The fact that he has to say comments like that means you care enough to say those comments to me. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I think he's trying to really push you away.
I don't know. Maybe. Because even the comment where he's like, I don't mean to get you upset, but like, I met someone that I like, she makes me want to like wife her up. I'm like, why would you even bring that up? It's like, you're intentionally trying to get a reaction out of me, but why would you do that? Why would you need to get a reaction out of me? If you met someone that you want to wife up, that's your business. I don't need to know that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quite surprised he even talks to you because the way he behaves, he doesn't want anything to do with you.
Well, it's just so funny because he said we were talking and he's like, you're crazy. And I go, all right. Cool.
And like, he's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you know what the craziest thing is, though? And I go, what? He goes, we've been on the phone for 45 minutes because the conversation was 45 minutes long. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we don't like think that like I'm going to like we're going to be best friends after this and like go grab something to eat. I go, that wasn't on my mind at all. So,
yeah. All I'm asking is the only thing I don't understand is why he keeps even talking to you if he's so not interested in you.
Because he knows I'm a good person and he likes my company. That's why. He probably wants me to get to the point where I'm completely moved on from him so he can slide back in and just be like a homie. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah.
Because I'm like cool with some of his boys.
Yeah.
I spend like I'm almost every other day I'm with one of his really good friends.
Right.
And he doesn't try hitting on me or anything. It's just like we hang out. But he knows that everyone thinks I'm cool and I know that irritates him. Like, his friend told me that he was like, you should hit that, like talking about me. And I'm like, he's saying that to test you and he would kill you if you touched me. I don't give a shit what anyone says. He would not be cool with me hooking up with any of his friends, which I would never do. That's not my thing. I don't homie hop. I don't go from homie. I don't homie hop. There's plenty of fish in the sea. I don't need to have sex with one of your friends.
Exactly, and get your life all complicated for what?
Exactly. I don't need the drama.
Right?
I don't need it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think he cares about anyone but himself, but I'm also on your boat. Like, I don't understand why he even has a 5-second conversation with me at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand either. That like confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you describe sounds like someone who wants to run for the hills.
Yeah.
When he sees you.
Yeah.
And yet he doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He just shows up to make you see what a fucking piece of shit he is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I told him, I go, well, I don't know. I go, I've told you from the beginning of since I met you that I feel like you put on an act that you think you need to play. Like, you think you need to be an asshole, so therefore you portray to be an asshole. I go, but you weren't an asshole for me. Like, the way I hear you talking to women at restaurants, like, I guess him and his boy went to eat the other week, and he was literally asking girls that just sat down with them, like, so are you sucking our dicks tonight or not?
Wow.
And I was like, he was never like that with me.
Really?
Like, ever. Like, he was never aggressive. He always opened the car door for me.
Does that ever get him girls?
He gets a lot of women. When he talks like that? He gets a lot of women.
Really?
But he also has...
So it must work for him.
Yeah.
So women are, like, such garbage that they would go yes.
They take that type of behavior because he drives a Lambo and has a $250,000 watch on.
Right. So they think, okay. So they're like, yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So women are like, so oh, well, he's a dick, it. But like, maybe he'll take care of me.
So he's attracting money hungry women. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
So even on the phone, he was like, yeah, I know, like, I have a nice car and a nice apartment, and I took you to the Polo Lounge, and like, maybe I shouldn't have taken you to the Polo Lounge because it's a nice restaurant. I go, hey, listen, do you think that you're the first guy to take me to a nice restaurant? Like, honestly, let me ask you, do you think you're the first guy?
Right.
He was like, I go, you're not. And you're not going to be the last either. I go, I didn't give a fuck about your money. Stop putting me in that category. I did not care about your money, and I still don't. I'd actually prefer if you were broke at this point. Worked at Best Buy.
Fuck, all from selling weed, man. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But when you're in that business, what do you do when you get to like 50, 60? Are you still, like, in the weed business?
Well, no, they'll have all the money, all the investments left.
Yeah.
That they put their money into. Although, I don't know how they can do that with the cash that they have.
Right.
But supposedly they can, you know. They probably launder it somehow.
Right.
Because I can't imagine him walking in with $500,000 to buy a fucking Lamborghini. So he pays payments. Okay, so
he does payments, yeah.
Like $5,000, $6,000.
But you got to think the down deposit for it was probably at least 20, 30.
Even more.
Yeah, probably. But I know his payments on his car are almost $4,000 a month.
Yeah, $4,000 or $5,000.
And that's only one of his cars. He has two.
Yeah.
And then he's got his apartment that's $14,000 a month.
See, when you make $50,000, $100,000 a month, what's that money? It's nothing.
And you're going out to eat every single night.
Yeah.
Like $3,000-$4,000 meals.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he took me out
to eat. So he's making.
Yeah, when he took me out to eat, the bill was like $5,000-something. And that's not including tip.
Wow.
And I had 2 bites of my pasta. I was like, sorry.
I never have, never will have a dinner for $500. I would never spend that kind of money.
Well, that's when, because the guys like to go food? And be like, let me get this bottle of wine. Right. Let me get this, this, and that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So it's the drinks that make it expensive.
Well, it's when you start buying the bottles.
Right.
Because one bottle of wine could be up to, like, depending on how fancy the guy is trying to impress you. Like, if you go to Wally's, you can get a bottle of wine for $10,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A glass of wine there could be like $150, depending on what the wine is.
What the?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I could never. I'm like, yo, get me the cab that's $18 or something.
Yeah,
go
right.
Go ahead and do that. See, I'm that type of chick. So when he says that type of shit, it's insulting to me.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that category. You spent enough time with me. I've never asked you for a penny. I was uncomfortable when you took me to $800 dinner. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck him.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could, like, yeah, one or right. two more times, but I won't.
Wow. Some guys have all the fun.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it this time around. Maybe next time.
Oh, God. That was depressing. Really. End this on a positive night. Go.
It is depressing, yeah. Right?
Jeez.
Yeah, wait till you're fucking my age. What the fuck, you know? And somebody, who was it that got offended about the chick said that this guy, this older guy said that he's not attracted to older women because they're, I don't know what he said, like something negative.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck this guy, and, you know, Well, she's obviously a middle-aged woman, but
right.
It's not easy hooking up at my age, let me tell you. Not just hooking up, but connecting in general.
Yeah, I know. My mom's struggling with it, so.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, we're not going to be here Monday. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I still might go for Christmas up north. So, So, Danny, everybody have a great, great holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And try to stay out of trouble. Stay near a fireplace. Sounds good. That's one thing I'm going to have is a fireplace. That'll be nice.
Yeah, fireplace is nice.
Yeah. And so Merry Christmas. May you get all the things that you wish for. And try to ignore the stock market. Fuck, is that you want to talk about something negative? That's scary.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll see you all on... Well, either Wednesday or Thursday, depends if I go, okay?
Right.
But we'll be back here, so bye!
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.